All right, Alexander. I want to talk a little bit about Tucker Carlson's open during his show the other day. And I think you made a really astute observation in that we've been going over this court packing question for a while now and how Joe Biden and the Democrats refuse to answer it. Are you going to pack the court? They always dodge or they distract or they say, you know, we're not going to answer that because if we answer that, it's going to be in the news. So we won't answer that or Americans don't deserve to know until after we're elected. So, you know, they've come up with some pretty creative narratives. But watching the first day of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings and listening to Tucker, I think he's correct in noting that the strategy the Democrats are taking and the one that they probably had planned all along was a strategy of discrediting the Supreme Court in order to justify the court packing that they're planning should Joe Biden win. I think they really do believe that Biden is going to win. And they weren't really, and Tucker Carlson says this because they weren't really attacking Amy Coney Barrett as a person. They were attacking the Supreme Court as an institution. And they were saying this, that the Supreme Court is going to do damage to many Americans, millions of Americans, by repelling the Affordable Care Act, by repelling Roe versus Wade. And they weren't focusing on Amy Coney Barrett, but they were focusing on her entering a corrupt and a dysfunctional institution. That's how they were painting it. And Tucker Carlson said, that's why they're doing all of this. They want to discredit the Supreme Court and then go back when Biden wins and says, and say to everybody, we're going to add more justices because we need to fix this broken institution. So I think it's becoming very clear, this whole court packing thing, after watching the first day of hearings with Amy Coney Barrett. Before I ask you what you think, Alexander, guys, if you like this video, click on that like button, share this video. And if you like this channel, please subscribe. Liking the video really helps a lot. It really helps get the channel out there. And of course, you can show us a lot of love by donating to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Alexander, what do you think of what I just said? And what Tucker just said?
I think what Tucker just said was actually very astute indeed, because that is exactly the agenda. It is very, very interesting. And Byron York has also made this point, by the way, that the Democrats back in 2018 for the, you know, in the midterm elections, they avoided any discussion of impeachment. And then, of course, the moment they became elected, it became very clear that they were going to press ahead with impeachment. So they were saying all the time, we don't want to talk about impeachment. Impeachment isn't the issue. What we're really going to focus on are all the problems and concerns that the American people have on healthcare, on the economy, on every conceivable other issue but impeachment. And then, of course, it became immediately clear that their focus and priority was, in fact, impeachment. And it seems to me that Tucker has got his finger on the real issue, because what's very clear is the Democrats don't want to talk about packing the Supreme Court because they know it's unpopular, just as they didn't want to talk about impeachment before 2018 because they knew it was unpopular. So they talk about other things, but when you listen to them closely and you see the narrative that they are constructing, it is becoming increasingly clear that just as they had impeachment on their brains in the run-up to the 2018 elections, so they have packing the Supreme Court on their brain now. And how do they justify doing that? In exactly the way you said, by discrediting the entire institution, making it out to be reactionary, corrupt, unrepresentative of the American people. When has a court ever been measured by the question of whether it's unrepresentative of the American people or not? That's what a court is about. What evidence is there that it's corrupt? What evidence is there that it's dysfunctional? So it creates a narrative leading to its packing, which, to be very clear, amounts to its abolition. Because if you pack the Supreme Court, if you turn it into that kind of institution where you can swamp it whenever you want with new justices, it's no longer a Supreme Court in any meaningful sense. It becomes, frankly, an instrument of your own power, which is exactly the opposite of what the Supreme Court is supposed to be. The Supreme Court is in the Constitution and has developed itself as part, an instrumental part of the checks and balances that make up the US Constitution. If you destroy it, then those checks and balances are gone. But that's clearly what the agenda is.
Yeah, and I actually think that during his opening statement, Tucker Carlson mentioned Venezuela and Turkey. And I think I've got those two countries correct. Those are the countries that he mentioned. And he mentioned it in a way that he was saying other countries like Turkey and Venezuela also expanded their Supreme Courts in order to provide more power to the dictator that was sitting there. At that time, it was Chavez, and at this time, it's Erdogan. So Tucker Carlson used those examples to say this is not unique in the world. When the leader wants to consolidate his or her power, they destroy the court by effectively enlarging the court with their own people. And I think that was a very well-made point from Tucker Carlson there.
Well, of course, the whole concept of the rule of law revolves around the idea of the independence of the judiciary. The judiciary are not independent. Then there is no rule of, there cannot be, by definition, a rule of law, because the judiciary then become not an independent judiciary administering the law impartially and according to legal principles. They become the instruments of the government. They become the instruments of the state. I mean, and you know, there are many countries around the world where that has been true. The Supreme Court of the USSR, it had one, believe it or not, was the instrument of the Soviet state. I mean, that's how it functioned. And, you know, they're quite open about it. And how do you do that? You know, you appoint judges to it. Judges are no longer independent. They're just appointed to suit your political objectives, your political agenda, your political interests. And countries that move towards authoritarian systems, Turkey undoubtedly being one, Venezuela, I'm sure, too. That's exactly what they do. They pack the courts and put their own appointees in charge of them. But the United States was always supposed to be different. The United States always was a country where the rule of law was applied. This is a revolutionary step. It's an extraordinarily authoritarian step. And again, when the Democrats say, I come back to what Byron York said now, when the Democrats say, well, this isn't really our priority, this isn't really what we're thinking about, you can't trust them, because they said that before about impeachment. And it turned out that that was their priority. And that was what they were thinking about. And I am pretty sure they're thinking about the same about the Supreme Court. If they are not planning to pack the Supreme Court, it's very easy. They come along and say it.
Yeah. They're going to do it. There's no doubt about it. They're going to do it if they win. There's no doubt about it. What do you make of what do you make of the recent attempts by the Biden campaign and the Biden surrogates to say that what Trump is doing with Amy Coney Barrett is packing the Supreme Court?
Well, it's nonsense. It's absolutely absurd. I mean, all he is doing, we've discussed this on other programs, he's exercising his constitutional function as president. He is proposing a candidate who is Amy Coney Barrett, who everybody, as far as I can see, even the Democrats grudgingly accept that she's absolutely qualified to become a Supreme Court justice. I mean, you're quite right in saying that there were no really serious attacks on her, nothing she couldn't deal with. So, I mean, that's all he's doing. He's operating within the Constitution. He's exercising his constitutional role. That is what the president, one of the things the president is required to do. He would not be exercising his constitutional role if he just left Supreme Court vacancies unfilled. I mean, that would not be a proper function of the president. What the Democrats are proposing is something altogether different. When they talk about packing the Supreme Court, that's something completely, you know, them packing the Supreme Court by adding more justices than the nine. Well, they're carrying out a revolutionary change. Donald Trump is not changing anything. He's doing what presidents are supposed to do and have always done.
Yeah, that's a good point. To close it out, Alexander, I'll read you a quote from Dan Rather, a tweet from Dan Rather, and you can comment on it. But I also want your comments on what I'm about to say right now. What they did to Kavanaugh was disgusting and sinister and disgraceful. But what they're doing, with their line of questioning to Amy Coney Barrett by laying the foundation to destroy the Supreme Court in a very, very clever, diabolical way, by discrediting the institution, the Supreme Court, and using the hearing of Amy Coney Barrett to do it. I mean, it's just magnitudes more disgusting, more disgraceful, and more troubling. And let me read you a quote from Dan Rather, and we'll close it out. This is what Dan Rather said. Can we at least recognize that court packing on all levels of the judiciary has been the Republican playbook for decades? Asking for Merrick Garland. So once again, this is Dan Rather saying that the Republicans pack the court all the time. So what are your thoughts on
that? Well, I mean, that's nonsense. I mean, you know, there's always been some degree of politicking about Supreme Court justices. I mean, there was in the Garland case, there have been in every other case. You know, Republicans propose conservative judges, Democrats propose liberal judges. That's how the Constitution of the United States is structured. Now, that isn't packing, that is filling places in the judiciary, which, by the way, let's always remember, have to be confirmed by the Senate. It's a perfectly constitutional thing. Doing something completely different, filling up the Supreme Court by adding more and more people beyond the number of nine, which is the number which has existed, I think, basically since the Constitution, since the Supreme Court was created. That is completely different. That is, as we discussed, subverting the institution. And to say that, you know, the Republicans have been packing the Supreme Court and the judiciary for years, and this somehow justifies doing that, is both mendacious and wrong. I mean, it's dangerous. It is extremely dangerous. People who talk in this way are using arguments that frankly, they have no belief in, because, as I said, other Democrats. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton, if we go back to him, he picked Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, he wouldn't have picked the likes of a Kavanaugh or a Bork. I mean, that's what liberal presidents do. But, you know, to actually start adding numbers of people to the Supreme Court so as to dilute the existing members, that has never happened in the United States before. That changes politics in the United States completely. It changes completely what the position of the Supreme Court is. And ultimately, it undermines, in fact, it destabilizes the US system of government and the Constitution of the United States, which requires a functioning Supreme Court, which has legitimacy in order to operate properly. A Supreme Court where, you know, if you've got, you know, seven judges who you don't agree with, you appoint another 15 in order to get them to agree with you. Well, that's not a Supreme Court anybody can have any confidence in anymore.
Yeah, they're turning it into a joke. They're destroying. They want to tear everything down.
Well, that's right. It is. It is. It is. You. Letting loose the Philistines. I mean, you know, they smash up everything. You tear down everything. You tear down the temple, even if it comes down collapsing upon you. But that is what they're doing. They are attacking the foundations of the US Constitution, which has worked very well for the United States over the centuries that, you know, the two plus centuries that the United States has existed. The completely reckless way in which this is being done, you know, astonishes me.
Yeah. They want to tear it down and they want to build back better.
Well, they won't be able to.
that's the slogan that they lifted from Boris Johnson, actually. Biden, didn't he?
No. Well, the trouble with that is, of course, I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, the presumption of thinking you can do better than the founders. I mean, where is the James Madison amongst the Democrats who's going to build better? But I mean, you know, why rebuild at all? I mean, the American people believe in their constitution. Why destroy it then?
I agree with you on that one. Why destroy it? I think that's the question that everyone is asking. Why are they doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, I mean, it's quite clear why, because what they want isn't just to be in government. They want power. I mean, this is, you know, when you go about destroying a court, when you're going about disrupting the entire constitution of the United States, you are exercising, you're carrying out an arbitrary and dangerous exercise of power.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. You have any merch that you want to show us?
Well,
I'll show you a hat. A trucker's hat, with Poland right there.
Well, I will show you. I will show you a mug with the flag of the United States, the Great Republic, which is now in existential crisis. Make absolutely no doubt about it. It is. And here's a hat, also with the flag of Britain, which is the country where I live. And you can see that I'm wearing a shirt with the flag of Australia. You find plenty of wonderful hats and shirts and mugs in our shop. And you can support the channel by coming to it. So come to our shop, support the Duran. And it's easy to do, and we are grateful when you do it, and you'll be proud of the products that you buy for yourself.
All right, you'll find the link to the Duran shop down below. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.